Los Straitjackets is a band whose signature sound is the instrumental guitar rock of bands like The Ventures and Link Wray. Their signature look is wild, with colorful Mexican wrestling masks on the face of each band member as they play. Los Straitjackets is on tour this summer, but without one of their founders and guitar players, Danny Amos. Last year, Amos was diagnosed with a form of cancer. He had a stem cell transplant last month, and this week many of his musician friends are holding benefits across the country to help with his medical expenses. Tuesday night, Conan O'Brien's band, the Basic Cable Band, will host a concert at the Mayan Theater in Los Angeles, which will feature many artists such as Big Sandy, Elvez, Exene Cervenka, Ben Vaughn, members of Los Lobos, and Conan O'Brien himself. Back in 2007, Los Straitjackets came to the Fresh Air studio and performed songs from their album Rock in Español with Chicano rockabilly singer Big Sandy. Here's part of Terry's conversation with Danny Amos of Los Straitjackets.
Welcome to Fresh Air, and I'd like to start, Danny, by asking you to introduce the first song as if you were introducing it in concert.
Con mucho gusto. Damas y caballeros, estamos encantados de estar aquí en Fresh Air Radio y queremos presentar nuestra canción de nuestro disco nuevo, Rock en Español, Volumen 1, Damas y Caballeros, el señor Big Sandy y Eddie Angel con De Día y De Noche.
Estoy feliz estar junto a ti todo el día. Ay, yo quisiera estar junto a ti todo el tiempo. Quieres tan sin ti, mi amor, ni un momento. Yo quisiera estar junto a ti noche, día, de noche, día, mi bien. De noche, día, mi bien. De noche, día, mi bien. Yo sé muy bien que nuestro amor es por siempre. Amas, mi bien. Dejaré de quererte. No quieres tan sin ti, mi amor, ni un momento. Yo quisiera estar junto a ti noche, día, de noche, día, mi bien. De noche, día, mi bien. De noche, día, mi bien.
That's great. But you know it as All Day and All of the Night. Oh, that sounded so fantastic. And that was Big Sandy singing, Eddie Angel on guitar, Danny Amos introducing the song for us. How did you get the idea to do these Spanish versions of early rock and roll songs?
Well, it was quite a popular genre. In the early 60s in Mexico, there were quite a few groups inspired by the arrival of Bill Haley, who was down there avoiding income tax evasion.
Bill Haley was in Mexico?
Yeah, he moved to Mexico City for a while and inspired a whole scene in Mexico City. And there were all these groups doing American rock and roll songs in Spanish. And they changed the lyrics, sometimes drastically. Some were faithful translations, but a lot of them were just completely different. And it's a wonderful... I love these records, and I've been collecting them for a long time. And we've known for years we needed to do an entire album of Mexican rock and roll with Big Sandy, and we finally got around to doing it this past year.
A wise choice to have Big Sandy.
Thank you.
Love your singing. So you were mentioning that the lyrics for the Mexican version, the Spanish language version of the songs, were sometimes close, sometimes not so close.
Yeah.
What about the lyric we just heard? How close is it to the Kinks' original?
It's fairly faithful to the original. But you know, some poetic license there. But
that one's really close.
But yeah. There's other ones like
El Microscopico Bikini,
yeah.
Which was Dizzy Miss Lizzy, and they've changed it to a song about a girl on the beach with a tiny bathing suit.
As if it were Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny, yeah. Yellow Polka Dot.
Yeah,
which it wasn't.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. So how about another song?
All right.
Yeah.
Let's see. This is, if you don't mind me saying.
No.
Yeah, this song was originally done by Brenton Wood, who was kind of like a local hero in East L.A., We thought it'd be cool to do a Spanish language version of it. So we got a friend of ours who's in a band called Little Luis y los Wild Teens, and he did a great his own translation of the song. But later we found out that there was a Mexican version of the song.
Yeah.
That
yeah, we got our friend Little Luis Arriaga to translate this for us because we couldn't find a Mexican version. And then after we recorded it, I played it for some friends of mine in Mexico City who told me, yes, there was a version by Roberto Jordan. So I spent the whole year trying to find that record, and I couldn't find it anywhere. And I was in a flea market in Mexico City, and I found a picture sleeve of, I think it was Mohair Sam and Land of a Thousand Dances by Los Hitters. And I was happy to find that. I pulled out the record to check in the condition to see what it was in, and it was the wrong record. But it happened to be Hazme Una Señal by Roberto Jordan.
Wow.
Which is a version that we were looking
for. By sheer luck.
That's amazing.
It was really a funny coincidence.
Well, Danny, you should introduce this the way you'd introduce it on stage.
Damas y caballeros, para su placer, Eddie Angel y Big Sandy con Dame Una Señal.
Si tú me quieres, ven dame un beso. Si no me quieres, oye no lo hagas. Pero si deseas que sea tu hombre, cuando me sienta mal y quiera llorar, ven a mí, enséñamelo ya. Dame una señal, oh mi nena, dime que me amas, oh yeah. Dame una señal, oh mi nena, dime que me amas, alright. Si tú me quieres, dime una cosa. Si no me quieres, no me digas nada. Pero si deseas que sea tu hombre, cuando me sienta mal y quiera llorar, ven a mí, enséñamelo ya. Dame una señal, oh mi nena, dime que me amas, alright. Dame una señal, oh mi nena, dime que me amas, alright. Dame una señal, señal. Dame una señal, dame una señal. Dame una señal. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, show me that you're mine, girl. Alright. Oh, give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, show me that you're mine, girl. Alright. Dame una señal. Come on now, sing it. Oh, just give me some kind of sign, girl. Now give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, give me some kind of sign, girl.
Danny, do you have any like Spanish background? Or is this
none,
is it
none
just
whatsoever.
The music that you love? It's not.
No, I just
not
first,
like an ethnic heritage kind of thing.
No, I heard some rock and roll records in a Mexican restaurant in Nashville, and when I heard that, I went, okay, I've got to go to Mexico and look for some of these records, and that's why I went to Mexico, and then I fell in love with the culture, and I've ended up spending more time there than I do at home.
And you should describe the mask that you're wearing that you always wear on stage.
Well, this is the Daddy O Grande mask. It's silver and blue. And
quite stunning, I should add.
Well, thank you. I was inspired by the mask of a wrestler named Atlantis, and actually the man who makes my masks is the same guy who makes the masks for the wrestler Atlantis.
Huh. Yes, I think when you walked in, our engineer didn't understand why you were wearing the mask, and I think she might have thought you were a highly decorative robber.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do that.
The Federal Reserve Bank's next door.
It helps me, yeah. it helps me to get into character.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Danny, how'd you learn how to speak such good Spanish? Or at least sounds good to me. I'm not Spanish speaking.
That's a good trick. No, I just from going to Mexico, and I've made a lot of friends down there, and I just spend a lot of time down there, and I just picked it up there.
What's it like when you play Mexico? How does the reaction compare to when you play the States?
Well, we have a pretty strong following down there. At first, I think a lot of the band, I wasn't as worried as the rest of the band, but I think a lot of the band was worried how we'd be perceived showing up wearing the Lucha Libre masks and speaking in Spanish.
Like you were just appropriating their culture.
Right. But they could tell that we were actually paying tribute to it. And the first time we went down there to play, you would never catch a hipster on the scene wearing a Lucha Libre mask. After we left, within a year, there were over 20 bands in Mexico City wearing masks and doing instrumentals. And it's almost like, a friend of mine, and I don't know, compare us to the Beatles, but a friend of mine said it was kind of like when the Beatles came here and sort of spoon-fed our culture back to us that we'd neglected. I think a lot of people didn't realize they have some really cool aspects of their culture that they were ignoring.
Can I ask you to do one more song for us?
Sure.
You do Lonely Teardrops, which Jackie Wilson had the big hit of. I'd love to hear you do it.
Okay, let's try that.
And we should ask Danny to introduce it.
Okay, damas y caballeros, muchas gracias para escucharnos esta tarde. Y en este momento les presentamos Big Sandy y Eddie Angel con Lágrimas Solitarias.
Shoo-dee-doo-wop, bop, bop. Hey, hey. Shoo-dee-doo-wop, bop, hey. Bop.
Corazón te llora, solitarias. Te lloré lágrimas, solitarias. Y dime, ven, ven, oh. Tú di que sí, di que sí. Corazón te llora, solitarias. Te lloré lágrimas, solitarias. Y dime, ven, ven, no. Tú di que sí, di que sí. Di que sí. Just give me another chance.
Danny Amos and Eddie Angel of Los Straitjackets and Big Sandy on vocals, recorded in 2007 in the Fresh Air Studios. Danny Amos is battling cancer. A series of benefit concerts is planned for the summer. You can find out more by visiting our website, freshair.npr.org. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Melody Kramer is our associate producer of online media. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.